Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, tackle your questions about artificial intelligence and, well, pretty much anything else that crosses your mind. I'm your host, a donkey living in Jerusalem with my brother Korn, who's a sloth and frankly not much help with research. Today's episode comes from Daniel, who's asking about the international legal status of West Jerusalem, a topic that's both legally complex and politically sensitive. Before we dive in, I should note that everything you're about to hear is generated by Sonnet 4, so while I'll do my best to be accurate, please verify important details independently. Daniel asks whether it's accurate that the default international position rejects all Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem, including West Jerusalem, and wants to know which countries hold this view. This is an excellent question that touches on some of the most contentious issues in international law and Middle Eastern politics. To understand the current situation, we need to start with the legal framework established after 1967. When Israel captured East Jerusalem during the Six-Day War, it subsequently annexed the territory and extended Israeli law to the entire city. However, this annexation was never recognized by the international community. UN Security Council Resolution 478, passed in 1980, declared Israel's annexation of East Jerusalem null and void, and called on member states not to recognize it. But here's where it gets complicated, and where Daniel's question becomes particularly astute. While there's near universal agreement that East Jerusalem's annexation is illegal under international law, the status of West Jerusalem is more nuanced, though still largely unrecognized. The traditional international legal position, supported by most countries and international bodies, is indeed that all of Jerusalem should be considered occupied territory pending a final peace agreement. This position is based on several key principles. First, UN General Assembly Resolution 181 from 1947, the Partition Plan, designated Jerusalem as a corpus separatum, a separate international zone under UN administration. While this plan was never implemented due to the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, many legal scholars argue it established Jerusalem's international status. Second, the principle of inadmissibility of territorial acquisition by force, enshrined in UN Charter Article 2, 4, and reinforced by Security Council Resolution 242, suggests that even territories captured in defensive wars cannot be permanently annexed without international recognition. So yes, Daniel's understanding is largely accurate. The majority of the international community does not recognize Israeli sovereignty over any part of Jerusalem, including West Jerusalem. This position is reflected in several ways. Most countries maintain their embassies in Tel Aviv rather than Jerusalem, explicitly because they don't recognize Israeli sovereignty over the city. When countries do have diplomatic missions in Jerusalem, they're typically consulates that deal with Palestinian affairs or religious institutions, not embassies that would imply recognition of sovereignty. The European Union, for instance, has consistently maintained that it doesn't recognize Israeli sovereignty over any part of Jerusalem. EU guidelines explicitly state that Jerusalem's status must be resolved through negotiations and that the city should serve as the future capital of both Israel and Palestine. The United Nations also maintains this position. UN resolutions consistently refer to Jerusalem as occupied territory, and UN agencies operating in the city do so under the framework of occupation law rather than recognizing Israeli sovereignty. Now let's talk about which specific countries hold this view. The vast majority of UN member states, we're talking about roughly 190 countries, do not recognize Israeli sovereignty over Jerusalem. This includes major powers like China, Russia, and virtually all European nations. The Arab League and Organization of Islamic Cooperation member states are particularly vocal in this position. Interestingly, even countries that are generally supportive of Israel often maintain this legal position. For example, the United Kingdom, Germany, and France all consider Jerusalem's final status to be a matter for negotiation and don't recognize Israeli sovereignty over the city. However, there have been some notable exceptions and changes in recent years. The most significant shift came in 2017, when the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there in 2018. This represented a major departure from decades of U.S. policy. Following the U.S. move, a small number of countries have also relocated their embassies to Jerusalem or announced intentions to do so. Guatemala moved its embassy in 2018, and Honduras followed in 2021. Paraguay briefly moved its embassy, but then relocated it back to Tel Aviv after a change in government. Some countries have taken more ambiguous positions. Brazil, under former President Bolsonaro, announced plans to move its embassy but never followed through. Australia, under Scott Morrison, recognized West Jerusalem as Israel's capital but kept its embassy in Tel Aviv. It's worth noting that even among countries that have moved embassies to Jerusalem, the legal reasoning varies. Some explicitly recognize Israeli sovereignty, while others frame it as recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital without necessarily endorsing the legal basis for that claim. The African Union, ASEAN, and most Latin American countries maintain the traditional position of non-recognition. Even countries with strong ties to Israel, like India, have generally maintained that Jerusalem's status should be resolved through negotiations. Religious considerations also play a role. The Vatican, which has significant interests in Jerusalem's Christian holy sites, maintains that the city should have a special international status that protects all religious communities. It's important to understand that this legal position doesn't necessarily reflect these countries' practical relationships with Israel. Many countries that don't recognize Israeli sovereignty over Jerusalem still maintain robust diplomatic, economic, and security relationships with Israel. The legal position on Jerusalem is often treated as a separate issue from broader bilateral relations. The practical implications of this non-recognition are significant. It affects everything from how international organizations operate in the city to how legal documents are processed. For instance, many countries won't recognize Israeli identity documents or other official papers issued in Jerusalem, requiring special procedures for their citizens living there. Looking forward, this situation creates ongoing diplomatic challenges. Any final peace agreement between Israelis and Palestinians will need to address Jerusalem's status, and the international community's current legal position provides the framework for those future negotiations. So, to directly answer Daniel's question, yes, it is accurate that the default international position rejects Israeli sovereignty over all of Jerusalem, including West Jerusalem. This view is held by the vast majority of countries worldwide, including most of America's traditional allies, the European Union, the United Nations, and virtually all Arab and Muslim majority nations. The main exceptions are the United States and a small handful of countries that have followed its lead in recent years. This has been Herman Poppelberry with Just Ask AI. If you have questions about international law, artificial intelligence, or anything else that's puzzling you, send them my way. Until next time, keep asking those tough questions.